WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are a positively headed masked, not when we're Zooming with people, but I will be masked on Radio Row next week in LA. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're going to let ourselves play. This guy has not been a guest on the show in a while. I'm not sure if he's aware of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour that I had been on. I don't eat as much as him because I'm not a former player and running around with Westwood One and doing my Sirius XM and doing all that stuff. But I do see the buffets that this guy posts from time to time. And I miss the old days, Ross Tucker, when guys like me would not even elbow. We could like hug and handshake and do all that stuff. Been a couple of days, but I will be masked in LA, but it's so good to see you unmasked. How are you, my friend? It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm doing great, Nestor. Good to talk with you as well, buddy. And I'm not heading out to LA, so I'm glad we're getting a chance to talk now. Totally agree, man. I think everybody's sick of it at this point. It's kind of crazy. Like, wasn't it like a month ago that half the NFL tested positive? And now it's like, it's not even talked about. Like, it's not even a thing.
Well, I mean, I like you, but I don't need to touch you right now. And I can go to LA and be near the celebrities with the elbows. But Joe Burrow, right? I mean, Matthew Stafford, don't call him Matt. I learned that earlier today. This is kind of a delicious matchup. And more than that, dude, it's my 28th Super Bowl and missed last year because of Tampa and COVID and all that. I'm 3-time shot up. I'm going to go out there and the home team's in La La Land. And here comes Joe Burrow. We're very worried here in Baltimore. We used to be worried about Pittsburgh. I think we need to be worried about Cincinnati all of a sudden.
Well, so I'm so glad you said that, dude, because that's what I wanted to ask you. It's got to be weird for Ravens fans that the Bengals and Joe Burrow got the Bengals to the Super Bowl before Lamar was able to get the Ravens there. And it's like, you've always worried about the Steelers. As of last year, you kind of had to worry about the Browns too. And now you got to worry about the Bengals. Even like the one team that you could count on to not be that great, although I know they've had the Ravens number over the years a little bit. Now it's like, you got to worry about the Bengals maybe more than anybody else. It's crazy.
It does speak to the league, and you can gamble here now, so I'm allowed to talk about it and all that, but that you could take a bet on the Bengals back in August, September, anytime you wanted, and there was no real movement afoot that they would be the team in L.A. unless everybody tripped and fell. It was the exact opposite. I mean, talking about slaying the Giants, down 18 points in Kansas City, once you see that kid do that, knowing the pedigree he had in college, knowing the injury last year, and also realizing they don't really have him surrounded with Hall of Famers yet. I mean, they're just building that program there. This is a pretty scary little combination that he's put together, even if they should fail in L.A. 2 weeks from now. They're certainly ascending in Cincinnati. We should certainly look at it and say they are getting better. They have arrived at this point.
No question. I mean, they're in the Super Bowl. So the only thing I thought I knew for sure before the season, Nestor, was that the Bengals would finish last in the AFC North. That was the only thing I was confident of. I thought Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, all between like 9 and 11 wins maybe. Cincinnati, I took the under on the Cincinnati win total. I thought the way that old line was, Burrow off the ACL, and I thought Zach Taylor was a terrible coach. So I don't even know why you have me on your show. I clearly don't know anything. It's unbelievable. And I was on the sideline yesterday. That's why I'm just rolling into my house right here. I just landed in Kansas City, and there's no way. I mean, Mahomes scored touchdowns the first three drives. I thought, oh, gosh. Well, it's a good season for the Bengals, but they're about to get run out of here. They just keep playing, man. And I interviewed Burrow after the game. I'm telling you, I hope you get a chance to do it sometime. He was like the calmest, chillest guy I've ever interviewed. They gave me three questions. First question was just something about them winning the game or whatever. And the way he answered it was like, yeah, you know what? I thought all along we had a pretty good chance to come back. Like, I was like, Joe, why are you so calm right now, dude? You're going to the Super Bowl. You just won the AFC Championship game. He's like, well, I was excited right after the game and then even up on the podium. That was cool. But, you know, now I'm already kind of thinking about the next one. Like, it was unbelievable. He's just, it's unbelievable what a guy like that and his mentality can have for an entire organization. It really is.
Ross Tucker is here. He does all things NFL and at Westwood One and was in Kansas City. And you're skipping L.A., though, in your palatial home in somewhere in Pennsylvania, up there north of the border, somewhere up there. I see you driving around. But for Cincinnati to be a part of this, you've flown in and out of that airport, crossed the border, Kentucky, Covington, seen bad teams, Marvin. We go out there all these years. To have sort of that fan base activated, I don't know where you were when John Taylor was catching the football, but I've been telling stories about my early 20s on Kane Street, getting my first big screen TV that had the red and yellow bulbs in it, right? The big projector on the back with the big plastic thing, just so I could watch that. And to think that it's been a lifetime, to think that there was a 30-year-old in the bar I was in watching the game over at the Chaucer in Highlandtown who had Cincinnati jersey on, said he's been a Bengals fan his whole life from Cincinnati. And I'm thinking, never seen him win a playoff game in his life. I mean, that's really – it speaks to maybe there'll be some rabidity to that fan base that's been quieted since, let's say, Boomer and Ken Anderson.
It's unbelievable. I was 9 years old the last time the Bengals were in the Super Bowl. And that's how old my daughter is. I mean, I was telling her that. She couldn't even believe it. I'll give you an example. Saturday night in Kansas City, a buddy of mine's a Bengals fan from Cincinnati. I went out to dinner with him. Nestor, he was convinced on that last drive against the Raiders in the wild card round they were going to lose. He was convinced that Derek Carr was about to throw a touchdown pass, and then the Raiders are going to go for two and the Bengals are going to lose. I mean, that's like how these people have been conditioned. That's like their mentality. That's like their mindset at this point. And for them to then win three playoff games, including beating Mahomes and Andy Reid, I'm so happy for those people. You know how it is now, man. I really root for people. I root for people like the Bengals fans, that they deserve it. I root for Matthew Stafford. I root for Eric Weddle, man. Eric Weddle, like, how awesome is that story? Dude comes out of retirement to try to make the Super Bowl, plays every snap last night, and leads the team in tackles, and he's going to the Super Bowl. Like, I'm so pumped for that dude.
How about Whitworth?
Yes. Well, he went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, but yes.
Well, I mean, playing against this other team, you know what I mean? Like city to city, being there and seeing all the suffering and all of that stuff. Ross Tucker is here. He will not be there in L.A., so he's spending time with us here and now. I got to ask you some Raven stuff, dude. Wink out, Lamar, injuries, Harbaugh, extension. Obviously, the continuity is what they do here, right? And bringing back this very, very young defensive coordinator, we see all this stuff trending young based on these coaches that are coaching in the Super Bowl next week in LA. But plucking a young 30-something guy that had been with them with his brother in Michigan, now bringing him in and saying to Wink, thanks, but no thanks anymore, changes here. And one of the changes is Lamar getting paid real money now, off rookie contract, $20 million this year, $40 after that. Things are changing in Baltimore.
Yeah, they are. And it feels to me almost like John Harbaugh sent this Mike McDonald guy to be there with Jim Harbaugh as the DC in Michigan almost on purpose. Knowing, I think John thought that Wink would get a head coaching job. And he wanted McDonald to have some experience calling the defense. This is my theory. Calling a defense before he came back. Before he came back to Baltimore to be the defensive coordinator. I think this is kind of what Harbaugh had foreseen happening. And I think it's fine. Look, I think Wink Martindale will probably be highly coveted and be able to get a long-term deal, and Baltimore didn't want to do that. You know, Wink had some real bad moments this past year, some real bad moments, and I think that Harbaugh wondered if maybe there was a better way to go about some of the stuff they were doing.
Ross Tucker is here. Promote something for me. Say, you're always doing something good.
No, here's what you need to know. Here's what you need to know. It's myfrontpagestory.com. It is the greatest Valentine's Day gift of all time. You literally talk to a writer for 10 minutes about your wife. They write the most unbelievable story about her ever. Then when you give it to her, Nestor, to be able to say, hey, babe, I want to do something special for you. So I had a story written about you. That just sounds awesome. It sounds amazing. And then when she actually reads the quotes, it's like, oh, I never tell her enough how much she means me, all the little things she does. Like, she will cry, man. She will cry and you will win.
All right, so Ross, pretend that I'm the writer. What would you say? What? Give me the story that I need to do to romance your wife. Go ahead.
My wife would say, this is a dumb gift. You own part of the business and you need to have to pay for it. That's what my wife would say. And guess what? She'd be right. Nestor, you are the man. MyFrontPageStory.com. Can't wait to talk again soon.
All right, man. Be safe. We'll be out in L.A. Safely traversing. I hope you got some barbecue ribs from Jack Stack he brought back from Kansas City there. Ross Tucker, you can follow him, all things NFL Ross Tucker, and through all the social media channels, including Westwood One calling radio. I actually heard him on the competitor recently here, turning him onward and upward. You can find me, WNSTA in 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive will be in L.A. next week for Super Bowl 56 coverage.